Yeah.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Call the meeting back to order for the South Dakota Game and Fish Parks. Coming to you live from the outdoor campus, Dakota. Welcome to those of you that are joining us online and staff and other people from the public that are here. We are on agenda item number 23, the Palisades Development Update. And I think, Luke, you're going to handle that for us, aren't you, Luke?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, and Secretary Roebling. Good morning to you all, and appreciate your time on this. I believe Rachel or Chris there has a PowerPoint that is going to be pulled up, or if they don't have that, I can potentially screen share here.
I'm sure Mr. Hull is on top of it.
I wasn't, but I am now.
Where are you calling in from today, Liz?
I'm actually at Palisades here on Garrison. Just so.
Get a lot of rain last night?
Not last night. It's just starting here this morning. It started about 45 minutes ago. We got off and on rain, and it sounds like pretty steady rain here this afternoon. So. We got here last Saturday, we got about 3 inches of rain. A pretty good storm cell came through, so. Definitely getting moisture, almost a little too late, but better late than never, I guess.
Chris, I'm
ready.
Okay, he's ready for you, Liz.
All righty. So like I said, just going to go over the Palisades expansion here. We can go through a couple of slides here, Chris. Kind of a recap of what's going on. This is the development plan here, bringing in with a new entrance and creating a variety of opportunities here with camping, day use, disc golf course, and obviously some other lodging opportunities with cabins and modern cabins as well. This is going to be constructed over multiple years, kind of a phased approach. Kind of this year, we're working on phase two. This is where we're sitting at for the construction season here, 2021. On the next slide here, so what exactly is phase two? You can see there that it includes that main line road, including culverts, constructing that campground and the camp pads. At this time, we don't have any of the facilities, our comfort stations, vault toilets, or any of our utilities, electric dump station, or drain fields, or water, or anything to the area. Just so we'll have a kind of our pads in shape and our roads, mainline road connecting to the campground there at the end. The roads and the camp pads will have 9 inches of base course on it in preparation for putting some paved surface asphalt on it here in a year or two. And then also part of this phase is going to connect it into the existing park where this will require tearing out some of the road so they can make it a little bit wider. It's going to connect it into a day use area, so the road's a little bit more narrower. So we'll have to widen that out to accommodate for two-way camper traffic. The next picture here is just kind of an aerial of the new entrance. The wide area there will be kind of where the new welcome center will go. So it'll be kind of in the middle there with in traffic on one side and out traffic on the opposite side. The next picture is just kind of a view from where our future welcome center will go. You can see there off in the distance the Split Rock Creek. That runs through the park here. We'll have a view of that. And actually, until we get some more trees planted and they get a little bit bigger, we actually have a view of about half of the new campground off in the distance from here. So that'll be a pretty good view and be able to see quite a bit what's going on here in the park and keep our eye out for any issues. Part of the project here, I guess, like I mentioned, on the mainline road is putting in culverts. We have 7 different locations that need culverts. The size and quantity of these vary depending on the locations and how much water and hydraulics based off of kind of 100-year floods and stuff like that we may experience. So this particular one has three of them in there. Some of them have one, some of them have two, but this is our largest one here. The mainline road, like I said, they're putting this in roughly about probably, I would say a little over a mile of the mainline road here is what's going in. And at this time, about 80% of that road has base course on it. They have some finish work to do with that, shaping it, putting a crown on it, stuff like that. But it's starting to take shape and starting to look really good. The new campground entrance here is where majority of the work is currently taking place. They're spending a lot of time here getting the campground road in, starting to get everything leveled off and so they can put pads in. They're going to be starting to mark the camp pads in soon here and be bringing in the base course to the road and pads there. So the campground is really going to start taking shape here in probably the next week. And looking really like a campground. The next one from just about a half a mile to the west is County Highway 105. This is looking at the campground from County Highway 105. They're looking at about a 70-unit campground here. So significantly increasing from the 34 units that we currently have here at Palisades. Part of the kind of the last step of phase two here is connecting the old park to the new park. This connection, like I said, if goes well, they've been kind of working on this week, and if goes well, they'll connect, make that final connection and bring in all that base course here with the campground and this portion here, and hopefully be done kind of in mid-September here. So they're talking about 2 or 3 weeks out here. They will have this portion done. For phase two. What's happening in the next phase here? In FY23, which is next construction season, next summer, we're going to be bringing in some utilities to the park, the electric, telecommunications with our internet to our welcome center, water. We will be building that welcome center, comfort station, dump station, finishing the park roads. We've got a couple other loops that we need to do with cabin loop and camp, tent camping, a loop there, modern cabin loop, and then some of our day use areas for kind of canoe, kayak access and fishing access, stuff like that. So the campground basic facilities and vault toilets, we're planning to bring those in as well. If we get all this done here on the next phase next summer, we'll have an operable campground, and we plan to hopefully operate out of there in the season of 2023. So things are moving pretty good, looking good, and starting to take shape out there. And at this time, I'll answer any questions that you may have about the project or the progress we have.
Thanks, Luke. Anybody have any questions for Luke? I heard you say 70-some pads. How many total spots are we going to have available at this location?
So we have 70. We're looking at adding four additional tent sites as well. So 74 roughly in the new park, and then we have 34 currently. So if we if all that follows place, we're going to look at 108 total.
Awesome. Thank you. Any other questions? The update, we appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.